Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Nina. May I have your Eagle Moss account number?
I don't know if offhand. I got my email address. Can you do it with that?
Your phone number.
Oh, okay. 321-213-2865.
And that's the phone number you're calling in on?
Yeah.
Okay, hold one moment, accessing the account.
I was just wondering when I'm going to get my next shipment.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be the 7th of March, of April. I thought.
Let's see what's going on.
Yeah.
Something is coming up. And this is Richard Harbin.
Yep.
And could you verify your delivery address?
4117 Kirby Street, South Charleston, West Virginia, 25309.
Okay, and this is a DeLorean build-up sub. March 17th was your first shipment. This says next authorization was April 7th. Let's see what's going on. I'm going to your leisure.
Okay. I didn't see no charge or anything come through. That's why I'm calling. I don't know.
Okay, it says that you reactivated on March the 23rd.
Yeah, I deactivated it, and then I thought, because of money reasons, but then I reactivated it.
Okay,
I got,
right now,
you know, I'm going to keep it.
Okay. It's just a matter of processing. I don't see any activity for the second shipment yet because the processing delay is because we have moved to a new building and then we had a hiccup.
Oh, okay.
It's like women moving and not marking the boxes. And men are moving. So they just come and putting everything, boom, 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 just put it in there. But that's what's actually happened, a hiccup. It didn't indicate nothing was out of stock when I first pulled your account up, but it's just
all
a delay
well,
because of the processing from the move.
Okay,
so,
I was just curious. I didn't see no charge go through or anything. I was like, I'm wondering if it got reactivated, that's all.
Oh, it did get reactivated on March the 23rd. So as of today, give me about 5 to 10 days. It should either see a shipping label, and in that order, it'll be the shipping label, Eagle Moss shipping label, and then the USPS tracking, and then the delivery.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else
and
I can help you with?
And that'll come in my email?
Oh, yes. Exactly.
Okay.
Well, the delivery will come to your home. Let me stop.
Well, I know that. Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't think you could send that through the email.
Boy, it'll be powerful. It'll probably break
it. It'll be hard.
Be like, this sounds like a Ghostbusters session. Let me stop.
Or like a Star Trek beam me over, you know, thing, I guess.
Definitely. Star Trek. Hey, you went there. Star Trek.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm a Trekkie.
Yeah.
I am a Trekkie. I'm excited about all of them because these were my eras. I don't know how old you are, but I know that I was a little girl, Star Trek, I mean, Back to the Future, Ghostbusters. I actually seen YouTube. I'm new on the internet on my phone. So I saw a YouTube, I'm on YouTube now, of Bobby Brown with Ghostbusters. I said, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I said, I forgot Bobby Brown had a Ghostbusters video. He was promising then. Now I have respect for him again because of the movie sort of cleared up a lot of miscommunication for people like me that don't really, you know, into the gossip. But I understand he was a good boy, went bad, and now with the tragedy of his family, looks like, and his new wife, looks like he's on track because he has a kitchen. What is it? I guess nonprofit place where they feed people, who else? I mean, everyone should do what they like, and he liked to cook.
Yeah,
so that was really neat, though. I'm proud of him right now, but before
I'm in my 40s, so I know
you can relate to what I'm saying.
Know.
Okay, wonderful. but that was exciting to see here. See that my kids like, oh, mom. I said, okay, y'all didn't know that, and I forgot that he had a chance to be on Ghostbusters, and Ghostbusters was a fad. That was a fad.
Yeah, there's
a
new one coming out.
DeLorean was a fad. Really?
I don't know if you know. This summer, Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Nah. So, I actually didn't see the girls, Ghostbusters, so I got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, that one wasn't the best, but this one is actually following the original Ghostbusters, you know, the kind of like the kids of the original Ghostbusters, or one of the kids, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. But, that's going to be neat because I haven't, and actually, I'm going to take a day or maybe a weekend and catch up on old school stuff, like watch Back to the Future 1, 2. They say it was a 3. I said, I don't think I only seen like 1. And then the second one, I saw it at the end. So I need to catch up on all of that.
Yeah. I've seen all of it. There is, if you look on Ghostbusters Afterlife, there is a trailer on YouTube. It's pretty neat. I can't wait to see it.
Oh, man, I'm going to check that out. I really am.
Yeah.
And I like the advertisement. Every time I pull up my internet, I see Eagle Moss. Eagle Moss got it going on. We got it going
on. That's how I found them. I'm on YouTube. The people were, you know, Eagle Moss model on YouTube. I've actually watched the DeLorean builds on the YouTube, but then people they video their builds, so you know, and that's how I got into wanting to try the DeLorean because I'm a big Back to the Future fan.
Okay, yes, because I'm I guess it's to me it's really a honor to help the customers doing subscriptions that actually was in my era. Mm-hmm. So the young school, the newbies, they've like, Miss Nina, I'm like, hey, we had a good time back then. Mm-hmm. Now we can't even go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we had awesome time back then. But everything is changing and I'm just trying to enjoy my fruits, the labor of my fruits.
Telling my sister, I like watching the older movies because it's so imperfect. Today's movie is so sanitized and digitalized. It just doesn't feel like a movie.
Fake.
It feels more like a cartoon. Yeah.
Yeah. And then about all the commercials, I sat and watched. People don't even realize it's 10 commercials between each, each scene. You know, I was like, I remember it used to just be one commercial or two tops. If you got two commercials, that means them commercials were big. Now, and I'm a soap opera fan. Mm-hmm. Then once, and I have demand now. I didn't really upgrade. I got a cable, and I watch demand. My soap operas, and even on that, I just took time and counted those commercials. I'm glad I can fast forward through all of them. But it was 10 commercials. I'm like, okay, that's where the money is now, in the commercials.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You know, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to write old school
views.
Viewing from old
school
hood. I gotta put it out because they don't know. My kids, and then my daughter didn't even know that what is it? Bobby Brown was with New Edition, then he married Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's where it all came from. Oh man. It's like it's fascinating. Miss Harbaugh, Mr. Harbaugh, I can go on all day.
Yeah.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's all. I just wanted to check my order because I hadn't heard anything. So.
Okay, well, I do apologize about that hiccup, but we're in our new building. Mm-hmm. They say by next week everything should be on track.
All right, well, I appreciate it.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with today?
Oh, not at all. I'm just the reason I call them, that's all. I'm kind of looking forward to getting it so I can start putting them more together.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And then you're a newbie. And you're going to have, fun building this. Because I've just talked to a person that completed the DeLorean. I guess he went, I don't know where he got the pieces from that he skipped. But his collection is complete. I thought it was wrong or something because I had never seen complete. I see a lot of people that almost finished complete, but he completed. I was like, congratulations. I put that on his notes. Congratulations, completed. So it'll be nice when you're starting off, but you'll get that same effect when you complete the collection.
Yeah. No.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, Mike. I appreciate your time and checking for me.
Okay, you're more than welcome. This is Nina at Eagle Moss. Enjoy your weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.